Now here's a surprise, I think to myself. 1 minute I'm dying, the next in full health. The pain's disappeared, I'm so light and so free. I seem to be floating in the things I can see. Down below are my children, the grandkids there too, all sat round a bed making such a to-do. They're crying and sobbing and weeping, and then just as they stop, start all over again. The poor chap that's in it, he's in a right state, looks haggard with skin that's the color of slate. I'll see who it is if closer I get. Must be someone we know to become so upset. My vision was blurry, but it's starting to clear. I seem to be hovering, so I'm moving quite near. And that's when it hits me, no wonder they're sad. The chap in the bed, well, it's only their dad. But that poor old wretch isn't like me at all. He's shriveled and weak while I'm strong and I'm tall. And then there's a much bigger thing needs revealing. How I'm there in the bed and up here by the ceiling. Now let's just stay calm, let's not cause any trouble. There must be some reason I'm now seeing double. I cannot be, can I? You know, passed on or dead. When you're gone, you are gone, is what I've always said. That's got to be it, yet I'm thinking and feeling. This whole situation is leaving me reeling. I guess it turns out that those people were right who said, of course, we don't die, we move into the light. I look at that body, but that's no longer me. It's like there's a sadness, but also I'm free. I did love it once, but not anymore. I've got this fine new one I want to explore. It's clearly much lighter and flimsier too. Reaching out to the ceiling, my hand passes through. But I feel so damn vibrant and ready to thrive. Like before I was dead, and now I'm alive. My urge is to float off and start my new life. Perhaps I can even find Rosa, my wife. She passed on some years back, I've missed her so much. I so long to see her and feel her soft touch. Just as I'm thinking how great that would be, a ball of white light appears heading for me. At first it's so bright that I think I'll go blind. Thoughts of God and even Jesus are what spring to mind. To prostrate myself flat on the ground, when into my head comes a wonderful sound. The voice of my Rosa, oh what a surprise. She tells me to focus and look in her eyes. I do and can tell you again, I am reeling. Nothing on earth can compare to this feeling. We're merging and swirling and dancing, entwined like two beams of light that are fully aligned. The ecstasy and joy so flood me with bliss. I want things to continue exactly like this. Yet just as I think it should go on forever, she gently reminds me it's not very clever to canoodle while down there our kids are distraught. She's right too, we really should spare them a thought. It's so hard to see them so terribly sad. If only they knew what's going on with their dad. She gently unwinds herself from our embrace and smiles as I float down and look in the face of each one in turn, the grandkids as well, and tell them the things I am dying to tell. I'm alive and I'm strong and I'm healthy again. I am better than ever with no trace of pain. I want them to know that death isn't the end, although that's what I taught them. Heaven forfend. Yet now they can't hear me, though I shout till I'm hoarse. They can't see me either. I got so much remorse. My sadness is building. I just
want to cry, we're so heedless of what happens after we die. I want all my family to know that I'm fine, that their mother is too, but they'll see us in time. But I sense that there's really no more I can try, so I tell them I love them and whisper goodbye. I float back to Rosa, who with no sense of blame says when first we come over, we all act the same. I hung round you for weeks trying to get you to hear. I was wasting my time, I just couldn't get near. At this point she asks if I still want to stay, and I reply no, you can take me away.